Blog Talk Radio.
Did they come on or what? Woo, that's
amazing to watch. And Hillsong, I mean, they come out with so many amazing songs. And that's their youth group, the Hillsong youth group. And they just, they really get it going. And of course, a drum solo at the end would be appropriate. Me being a drummer and all, y'all know how much I love that. So, but anyway, it's and we all have to make get the chance to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, right? We all get that blessing and that gift and that opportunity that God, we share back the gift to God, and we show him how much we love him and appreciate him. So anyway, how are you guys doing? I hope you're good and everything is good for you. Hello to Dr. Gayla Massey. Let me see if she's available. Are you there, Gayla?
Yes, darling. How are you? And how are all of you out there in this world?
I'm assuming everybody's good, and you know, I'm just praying everyone's good. I know it can be a little rough, you know, even for us. That's why the show actually today started at 4 Eastern Standard Time instead of 3 Eastern Standard Time, because no matter how much you have something planned, it doesn't always go your way. And so because we had some difficulties with one of the cars, you know, we had to, as opposed to canceling, we just pushed it back an hour, because this is so important to us. And you know, we love praising with you guys. But I'm gonna put Dr. Gayla Massey on the spot right now, because I'm gonna ask her if she would pray for the listeners and for the families that just lost their little ones, as she works in a school, you know, in the school system with, you know, little kids. And she actually, the day that she was, it was the day before or the day of, that it was her last day, is when the shooting happened. And honestly, I had no idea. I had no idea what was going on, if that was at her school, or I had no idea. So it was very frightening for us. And then, you know, finding out later it was someplace else. And, you know, but it could have been my wife. She could have been a part of, you know, so this is dangerous and scary and crazy. And also for the ones that are actually experiencing it with their children, we can't even begin to imagine the pain and the suffering that they may be going through. So as we talk about investing in the ones who invest in you, you know, Christ has invested in us. So we need to invest in the ones that he loves, and we need to pray for each other and care for each other. All right. So that it goes full circle and go right back to him, so he can continue blessing us and just loving us through life. As life can be very difficult, as we just mentioned. So, Gayla, are you ready to pray yet? I know I put you on the spot.
I know. I didn't know this was going to happen, but I certainly can, because I think this has been so impactful to so many people, not only here in Texas, but in the United States, and I believe probably throughout the world that's heard the story. Especially here in America, where we seem to have more school shootings than anywhere else in the world. And we have to ask a question, why is that so? And I believe that we need to look at a lot of different options, because we need to invest in our children. We need to invest in our grandchildren. We need to invest in our little nephews and nieces. We need to invest in the teachers that are there trying to serve them. We need to invest in making this not happen again, rather than turning our backs on it, rather
Amen.
Than investing to a political agenda, rather than to people who are hurting.
Yes,
and who are so in need of our love and our protection.
Yes.
So I know that I got phone calls. I think you know that I got phone calls from California asking if you know, if I was okay and if I was anywhere near this incident. I believe you may have gotten calls from the East Coast, right, honey?
Everywhere.
Did you get calls from the East Coast?
All over.
From
all
everywhere.
All over the globe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes,
so
actually.
Everybody was
you have such a widespread. Yeah, and, you know, for this to happen repeatedly in Texas, you know, it's so sad, but I hope it's a wake-up call so it doesn't happen again here or anywhere else. You know, here in Texas, people are used to growing up. I know you didn't, but I know when I grew up, people always had guns. The adults had guns for hunting. And I know that's something you've really had struggled with, understanding and moving here to Texas, but living off the land. And guns have been kind of a very natural, you know, thing that people have owned and had to take care of and protect and put in, you know, different gun cases and, you know, storage units that are locked so that, you know, no one could get to them. But that's the problem now. These things are not locked up. They're not being used for hunting animals for food. Now they're being used to hunt people, to hunt children. And I know here in Texas there's a big culture thing that, as well as it should be for everywhere, that we have to protect our loved ones. And so many people have bought the assault rifles, even within my family, because they want to make sure that they can protect their family from home invasion, from anything out there that has the potential to hurt someone in the family, not for negative reasons, but for reasons of protection. And we understand that. But it is a really different society we're living in now. You know, I hear beeping. Is that a message to me, honey? To stop talking and to pray?
Yeah, pray.
Well,
that would be awesome.
Well, I'd like to make a few more comments either now or after I pray. Which would you prefer?
Pray.
Style. Pray first. Lord, we come to you. We come to you out of concern, out of love, out of pain. Lord, what we have to be careful is that it's just not out of fear that we make wrong decisions. And we ask for your guidance and to help us understand what is important for what we should do to protect, but at the same time for the overall welfare of our children and our other families, not just our own. And Lord, we just pray that you be with all the families who lost their loved ones, to the families of the teachers, to the families of the children. Lord, we just ask you to be with them as they are suffering, as the knowledge of how scared these children must have been, how scared these teachers must have been in this incident. Lord, we ask you to heal them, because there can be so much trauma, post-trauma that these kids and families could go through due to this event. Lord, we just ask you to comfort them, to heal them, to make sure that these children don't suffer for decades to come for what they witnessed, what they saw, what they felt. Lord, we ask you to help the authorities to get to the bottom, to find better ways to be there and to protect our children than what we saw occur, to help all of us to be more conscious of the schools, of not to leave doors open, not to leave doors cranked, And Lord, forgive me, because I myself have done that at my school. Just for a few minutes, just to crack it open while I carry all these heavy, you know, test kits out and all these different things I've got to move in and out. It's only going to be for a second. But Lord, help me to remember until now all people wake up that leaving a door open for just a few seconds in today's world is really, really the wrong thing to do, that it can have dire consequences. So Lord, help us who work at the schools be cognizant of the do's and the don'ts. Help us as parents to be cognizant of what we need to do for our children, that what we can do to protect them throughout the all day, and what we can do to talk to the school administration of how we feel of actions that we think they need to take. Lord, I know that this is such a wound in our nation. To help us heal that wound and not to attack each other, but just to find a way to protect children, not only in our schools, but our churches, you know, our train system, our bus system, anywhere people congregate that, you know, could be an incentive for someone to do such an awful, ugly thing. And Lord, help people to come forward if they hear someone saying that they're going to do this. If they come forward, no matter if they're family or friends, but to come forward and making sure that individual doesn't carry out their threat, even if it means going to the authorities, even if it means jeopardizing the relationship, but in order to protect their children, to protect anyone in any location, things that we have to do. And Lord, help us really examine why it's so important to invest money into mental health and not into the NRA. To not let the NRA make decisions that is fiscally, monetarily good for them, but not good for society. And Lord, help society recognize that these kids who are gamers, these kids who are addicted to social media, that they are going to be fed information. They are having models of inappropriate behavior, models for killing. And Lord, we cannot let any more of our children be exposed to video games and games that induce people to kill, to hurt. And there are games that are out there. We as parents have to be aware of what they are. We need to stop our children. The schools need to be active in this, because there are so many children that are being impacted, that this behavior is being modeled for them, that they are, you know, doing it themselves. For whatever reasons, whether it's just because it's fear, fun, whatever, stop this. Stop the video games that are violent. Stop the movies that are violent. Stop any of the media that's feeding this to our children, our nation, to people around the world. Lord, ask us to be able to find out where it's occurring, so we as parents, as teachers, as administrators, that we can put a stop to it as well. Lord, I know I've done lots of assessments for video addiction. I've done lots of assessments for phone addiction and how it affects our kids emotionally. And I see it becoming even more increasingly fearful thing for us to neglect. We can't neglect it. We have to stop it. We have to take an active part in stopping it, not only on the personal level, but on a statewide, national, worldwide level. for us to protect our loved ones.
Amen.
Lord, we just ask for your guidance in how to do this. Help us to let go of any feelings that we say that, you know, everybody has a right to a gun. 18-year-olds don't have a right. We need to increase the age level. But we have to recognize that even 21-year-olds may not. The brain is not fully neurologically developed until about the age of 26. And we need to make sure that people do not have weapons of mass destruction when they are not neurologically, mentally, physically, emotionally capable of understanding how to appropriately use something like that. Lord, we just ask you to watch over our world. Our world is in a crazy place right now. We pray for God to be with us, to intervene. Christ is there to intervene for us and to help us put this behind us, to clean us from this negative thought, to clean us and heal us for what we witness, either just like these children did, right there in our eyes or on TV. So Lord, we just ask you to bless this world. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. And we're going to take a small break, and we'll be right back. Mercy me.
Bring your tithes and bring your shame. Bring your guilt and bring your pain. Don't you know that's not your name? You will always be much more to me. And every day I wrestle with the voices that keep telling me I'm not right. But that's alright, 'cause I hear a voice and it calls me redeemed. When others say I'll never be enough, and greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. Yeah.
that you got to make sure you got him on the right side. Make sure you have it on the right side, or we won't be able to understand you. Anyway, guys, that's what a beautiful, beautiful song. I hope you didn't hear me, but I got to make sure that the microphone is on the right side here. So, Kayla, are you there?
Yes, I am, darling.
Okay, I'm not sure. Can you just look at your headphones and make sure you have the right side on the left and the right? It's on the inside. And that song was beautiful, beautiful song. A song from a secret garden is that song. And it just really takes you there, right? And puts you right in the situation. So let me just see. Yeah, that's the right side right there. All right. So Gayla's going to read scripture to you. Something that just popped up. And so she feels like God has put it on her heart. So let me bring her on. Gayla, are you there now?
Yes, I am. But not only did God put this in my heart, God put this in my hand. I was sitting here trying to look for scriptures that was about investing, which is, it's on our banner today. And I was struggling. And then this booklet fell out of my Bible. And I just feel that God wants me to share this with you. Pastor Rick Warren is known around the world, and he has talked about the purpose-driven life. And Rick Warren has told us that there's a purpose-driven life because we need to embrace God's vision of what his purposes are for us, establishing God's vision, why we need a church family, enjoying the vision, what he wants us to remember, extending the vision for the next 25 years, and enabling the vision by purpose-driven giving. And this whole book is on scripture about investing in others. One of the things he said when I listened to the sermon and I got this booklet, we make a living by what you get. We don't. We make a life by what you give. And I'm going to just name the book because there's things I need to read to you, and I won't give you verse by verse or chapter by chapter. 1 Timothy. Tell people to use your money to do good. They should be rich in good works and should give happily to those in need, always being ready to share with others whatever God has given them. By doing this, they'll be storing up real treasures for themselves in heaven. It is the only safe investment for eternity, and they will be living a fruitful Christian life down here as well. It talked about our five investment funds, how we invest in others. God wants us to invest in this treasury fund. Scripture from Matthew, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven. Job, give up your lust for money, then the Almighty himself will be your treasure. By using some of the money to express worship. Proverbs, honor the Lord by giving him the first part of all your income. Matthew, for where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. What kind of giving is worship giving? It is undesignated. Leviticus, you may not take back what you have unconditionally dedicated to the Lord. 1 Corinthians, it is given when and where? On every Sunday, put aside something for what you've earned during the week and use it for the offering. The amount depends on how much the Lord has helped you to earn. The purpose of tithing is to teach you to always put God first in your life. That was from Deuteronomy. 2, God wants me to invest in his mutual fund. Romans, love one another with mutual affection. Invest in each other with affection. How? By using some of my money to encourage fellowship. Romans, share what you have with God's people who are in need. Show hospitality. Hebrews, think of ways to encourage one another with outbursts of love and good deeds. Why? Second Corinthians. This service of giving not only helps the needs of God's people, it also brings many more thanks to God and is proof of your faith. Many people will praise God because you obey the good news of Christ, the gospel you say you believe, and because you freely share with them. Third John. When you extend hospitality to Christian brothers and sisters, even when they are strangers, you make the faith visible. Psalms. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. Three, God wants me to invest in his growth fund. From 2 Peter, grow in spiritual strength and become better acquainted with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How? By using some of my money to enhance my character. From Proverbs, the earnings of the godly enhance their lives, but evil people squander their money on sin. Proverbs, buy truth and don't sell it for love or money. Buy wisdom, buy education, buy insight. From Isaiah, why spend your money on food that does not give you strength and does you no good? Listen, and I will tell you where to get food from what is good and that is very good for the soul. Proverbs, it is better, much better to have wisdom and knowledge than gold and silver. Romans, take your everyday ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Four, God wants me to invest in his equity service fund. From 2 Corinthians, they gave us as much as they were able and even more than they could afford. No one told them to do it. They pleaded with us to let them share in this service for God's people. How? By using some of my money to expand my ministry. Are you going to be stingy or generous? From 2 Corinthians, I want you to excel in this gracious ministry of giving. Acts 20, we must support the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Proverbs, the world of the generous gets larger and larger. The world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. Proverbs, give to the poor and you will never be in need. But if you close your eyes to the poor, many will curse you. Proverbs, when you give to the poor, it is like lending to the Lord, and the Lord will pay you back. James, second, suppose you see a brother or sister who needs food or clothing, and you say, God bless you, stay warm, eat well. But then you don't give them any food or clothing. What good does that do? Faith that doesn't show itself by good deeds is no faith at all. It is dead and useless. Number five, God wants me to invest in his global fund. From Isaiah, the Lord said, I'm setting you up as a light for the nation so that my salvation becomes global. And then Luke, by using some of my money to extend my mission, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourself so that when it is gone, you will be welcome into eternal dwelling. So the purpose-driven global peace plan is to plant and partner with churches, equip servant leaders, assist the poor, invest and care for the sick, educate the next generation. How purpose-driven, led by small groups, attacks the global giants, networks church to church, sends to the whole world. John, we must support believers who go on trips like this so that we can work together with them in spreading the truth. Second Corinthians, you will honor God through this genuine act of service, investment because of your commitment to spread the good news of Christ and because of your generosity and sharing. Psalms, God says, ask and I will give you all the nations, the whole earth will be yours. How can I afford to make these investments? Luke, if you are untrustworthy about handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven? Second Corinthians, God gives seed to the farmer to plant. He will also give you seed and multiply what you generously plant. Invest in your lives. He will increase the things you do that will have his approval. And it says that the other giving simply flowed out of the purposes of God working in their lives. The prayer of Agur, and let me close with that, this prayer. Lord, don't let me become too poor, too rich. Just give me just what I need. For if I have too much, I might forget about you. And if I don't have enough, I might steal and disgrace your name.
Amen.
I know that I read a lot and I read really fast, but there was no way to just cut it down to one thing, because the purpose-driven life is to invest in others. So look at all of God's funds, to use it in, for others. If you have money, it's there for you to invest. If you don't have money, it's there for you to receive. And right now, in this generation, in this time of the world, we need to invest in others. We need to make sure nothing like this happens again in any school, in any church, at any, you know, stadium, any event. We need to stop it, and we need to invest in God's plan, the purpose-driven life.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate that, Dr. Gayla Massey. I just want to share a couple of things with you guys, but going to play another song, and then we're going to come back and share out. So thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. We love you and we appreciate you. And thanks, Gayla, for sharing those wonderful words, wonderful thoughts. We appreciate that. We'll be right back after this.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. For I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. tears of joy I lift my voice in everlasting praise. Hallelujah, Christ is risen from the grave.
Beautiful. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God, for raising your son from the dead. Thank you so much for, you know, just making a way for us to get closer to you and all the things that Jesus said to come true, that we could now know that we could really use those words that Jesus said and open up doors for ourselves. Learn to walk by faith and not by sight. As sometimes it's very ugly out there when we look out and we see some of the things that we see that are just so sad and disgusting, and it will destroy your faith. It will break you down. It will make you feel like, what's really going on? This is an ugly world. But we have to trust God. And somehow we have to find our faith. We have to lean on his word. And, you know, God wasn't just talking the talk. He sent his son here to walk the walk. And if you believe in Jesus, or if you believe in God, you can't just believe in just part of his story. It's either none or all of it. And you make up your mind. You know, for me, the story of Jesus Christ continues to become amazing and amazing in my thoughts as I listen and learn and hang out with people, watch how some people are so amazing and the little things that they do. People in my church, I watch them and they're just amazing. But they're people, they're humans. They're going to make mistakes. We all are going to make mistakes. The biggest problem is that we sometimes are so judgmental when someone makes a mistake. It's just, it makes it very difficult for that person to have faith in you as a Christian. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, sometimes we Christians can be really hard and beat up on people. And instead of loving them through whatever they're going through. And that's the investment part that we need to make sure that we invest. You know, because sometimes it's just hard and you don't want to do it, but it's an investment, you know. And anytime that you invest in something, you feel drawn to it. You feel the strong connection. Because you're investing your time or your money, your energy, you know, your equipment or whatever, and you're wishing and hoping for the best because of that. And so that's why it's important that we put ourselves, our own resources on the line, because it holds us there a lot stronger. We are just, I mean, our spirituality is like, okay, God, I'm doing this and I'm in, and you feel this pull, you know, and it's an amazing thing. But can you imagine being in a relationship with someone when only one person is doing that and the other person isn't? It's destined to fail. It's destined to fall apart because it needs to be fed. That's the way God has designed and set this world up, for it to be fed. To reciprocate, you know. And so, you know, I mean, just if you think about how, you know, God has designed the clouds, right? When the clouds, when they decide to drop rain, the rain is nurturing the earth, right? And what does the earth give back to the clouds? It gives back humidity. And the humidity blesses the clouds to actually rain again. And it just goes on and on and on. It's a give and take situation. And what a beautiful blessing. If we could be that way with each other and just be, you know, sometimes people are in relationships and only one person is doing the loving. And the other one's just sitting there reaping the benefits. That is destined to fail because that's not the way it was designed. That's not the way God designed life. We have to follow suit. It's set up a specific way. And so if we invest in our communities like this young man that just destroyed so many lives and his own life, he was hurting real badly, but the community failed. The community didn't do anything about all the scars on his face and how abused he was. And so this person lost their mind and took a lot of lives away from us. But if the community would just invest in saying, oh, let's go over and hang out with him. Let's go talk to him. Let's get him involved in something because he's lacking love. He needs to be loved. Everybody needs love. And without love, you get this. You get the worst case scenario. See, God is love. And God wants you to be loved by him. And therefore, what you're going to do with that love, when God loves you, you love him back. How do you love God back? By loving who he loves. So invest. Don't waste time. Don't waste your time. Use it to be a blessing. Help somebody. Invest in relationships. Don't take advantage of your mate. Love him or her back. You know, and if they're not loving you, make sure you invest the time to tell them that, you know what, I don't feel that you're committed to this relationship the way that I know you can be. Why aren't you? Is there something wrong? How can I fix this? What is it we can do to make it better for each other? Otherwise, we're just wasting each other's time, right? So I'm just saying, investment is not always about money. Sometimes it's about just your heart. And if you can have the heart of Christ guiding you along the way, and you have that faith that everything's going to be okay. I was out late last night. I was tired. But I went and delivered the goods. I did God's work. It wasn't for my benefit. It was for someone else's benefit. But I needed to get that air conditioner to them. Because they had no air conditioner. It was burning up hot. And so, but at the end of the day, once I plugged it in, set it up for them, plugged it in, and I saw the smile on their face and the kids, I was good. I was blessed. It felt like, oh, man, God, you are. You're so good. Like, just be kind with your gifts. Be kind with your heart. Be kind with your thoughts. And be kind to each other. It's it's a beautiful thing. I think I'm trying to quote Pastor Scott today. He said something about there's a difference between being nice and being kind, and being nice is doing something. Oh yeah, and just it's a nice thing to do that. Thank you for doing that. But being kind is bending over backwards, going out of your way. It's a big difference. It really means something to go out of your way for someone else. Just think about it. You needed someone to go out of their way for you before. And when they did, you were very blessed. Why don't you give it back? Give it to some, pass it forward. It's a beautiful thing. Anyway, I love you guys, and Jesus loves you more. And so thank you for tuning in today and being a part of Solar Records Radio. Sorry for the delay, but, you know, God is always on time anyway, right? He's always on time anyway, and he's going to do what he has to do. So I'm grateful that he blessed me. I was able to take care of my wife's car and get her taken care of, and so and get her home safely, and I thank God for that. All right, guys, well, you be blessed, and you take care, and thank you again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. We'll catch you on Tuesday. I mix it up. Thanks, Greg, for the flyers, and many blessings to all of, to the whole team of Solar, and to all the listeners. Thank you for being the best part of Solar Records Radio. We love you guys. Good night.